My name is Richard Hughes. I'm Distinguished Professor of Religion and Senior Fellow in the Ernest O. Boyer Center. I'll be reading today from my forthcoming book, Christian America in the Kingdom of God, to be released by the University of Illinois Press in July of this year. Last time, I read a section that described the biblical vision of the Kingdom of God, especially in the New Testament. Today, I want to read a section that talks about the vision of the Kingdom of God as conservative Christians understand that vision. Jim Loeb reported in 2002, when the war in Iraq was still in the planning stage, that, quote, some 69% of conservative Christians favor military action against Baghdad, 10 percentage points more than the U.S. adult population as a whole, close quote. That report appeared under the headline, Conservative Christians' Biggest Backers Against Iraq. By April of 2003, a month after the United States launched its preemptive strike against Iraq, the decision to invade that nation drew support from an astounding 87% of all white evangelical Christians, even though Iraq had done nothing to harm the United States. By June of 2006, when the war was rapidly losing popularity in the country's general population, some 68% of white evangelical Christians still supported the American occupation of Iraq. Since evangelical and fundamentalist Christians were so favorable to America's preemptive war against Iraq, and since that war, especially as a preemptive war, was so foreign not only to American tradition, but also to the biblical witness, we must wonder what factors prompted these people to so completely abandon the biblical principles they claimed to support. The fact is, when supporting America's wars, they imagined that they were completely faithful to the Bible. They were able to make this extraordinary leap since, in addition to the myth that America is a Christian nation, they embraced other myths that placed the United States squarely inside the biblical narrative. Those myths included, 1, the conviction that of all the nations of the earth, God chose the United States for a special mission in the world, a notion we described in Chapter 1 of this book as the myth of the chosen nation. 2, the conviction that while other nations are rooted in ambiguity and tainted by compromise and corruption and evil, the United States was fundamentally good and altogether innocent, a notion we shall designate as the myth of the innocent nation. And 3, the conviction that the United States would usher in a final golden age of peace and justice and democracy for all humankind, a notion we shall designate as the myth of the millennial nation. Each of these myths located the United States at the center of the biblical saga, and each suggested that the United States was acting out the biblical story in these latter days. Each, therefore, simply reinforced for American evangelicals and fundamentalists their conviction that the United States was indeed a Christian nation. The fact is, each of those myths has a long and venerable history and has been a staple in American life since the birth of the nation, a point I elaborate in my book, Myths America Lives By, also University of Illinois Press, but published in 2003. But after September the 11th, George W. Bush and his fundamentalist supporters absolutized these myths in ways that allowed no room for ambiguity, for nuance, or for paradox. In their view, America embraced the right, her enemies embraced the wrong, and God stood on the side of the United States, leading her in the redemption of the world. Obviously, there is a sense, and in fact a very profound sense, in which America is a Christian nation. After all, some 80% of the American people claim to be Christian in one form or another. But the Christian character of the United States is comparable to the Christian character of the Roman Empire following Constantine, or the Holy Roman Empire in the 16th century. Christian trappings abound, But if one compares, for example, the Christian dimensions of the Holy Roman Empire with the teachings of Jesus, the differences are stunning. Jesus counseled peace, but the empire practiced violence. Jesus counseled humility, but the empire engaged in a ruthless pursuit of power. Jesus counseled concern for the poor, but the empire practiced exaltation of the rich. Jesus counseled modesty, but the empire practiced extravagance. Jesus counseled simple living, but the empire encouraged luxurious living for those with the means to embrace that way of life. And while Jesus counseled forgiveness and love for one's enemies, the empire practiced vengeance. Like that empire, the United States also abounds in Christian trappings, and yet the United States embraces virtually all the values that have been common to empires for centuries on end. It pays lip service to peace, but thrives on violence, exalts the rich over the poor, prefers power to humility, places vengeance above forgiveness, extravagance above modesty, and luxury above simplicity. In a word, it rejects the values of Jesus. How then can we claim that the United States is a Christian nation?
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. This episode of Listen Up was produced by Katie Manzullo. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.